It is our great joy to welcome you to the Words of Life program. Each week, we present a gospel program including singing, prayer, and a Bible-based sermon. This week, Brother David Johnson will present a sermon from Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 17, and it is entitled, By Faith from First to Last. Brother Johnson is a minister of the Sellersburg, Indiana Church of Christ. Words of Life originates in the Hamburg Church of Christ, also in Sellersburg. Brother George Hayes manages our office and engineers our programs. We now present songs of praise.
Be free from every trial.
Please pray with me. Lord, we know that you are the one who makes all things new in Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much. As we pray, we share our thanksgivings and we make our requests known to you that you would grant according to your will. Please be with each one who is upholding your name and protect the persecuted. Bless those who are ill with your healing and help each one to have the convictions that would be right for following Jesus. We thank you for the hope that is found in Jesus and that he is going to return. Please help us to be ready and mindful for this great event. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present By Faith from First to Last.
Thank you for listening as we together look into the Word of God, apply it to our lives, share its principles, promises, precepts, and prophecies with others. The title for the lesson is By Faith from First to Last, and our main text is in the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Listen to the Word of God. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith, from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. This is the Word of God. Skeptics and unbelievers sometimes observe and ask, if Christ and Christianity are so great, why do most reject it and many fall away? The short answer is the lack of genuine, persevering faith. We are saved by the grace of God, His unmerited favor, but it's through faith. This is clear from the Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 8, where the Apostle Paul, inspired of the Holy Spirit, penned these words, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." So what exactly is faith? Scripture gives us a short but vivid answer. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Saving faith, therefore, is a firm confidence, the surety now of a future reality that's our conviction of hope. Also, it's a certainty not based on our senses, sight, but instead on God's assurance. We believe, which we rely on, because it is written, and we believe that the Word of God is inspired and inerrant by God through His inspired writers in the original autographs. How do we get this faith? Another concise answer is found in Scripture. In the New Testament, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ. Faith does not deny the facts, no matter how bad they are. But genuine faith recognizes the superior, overriding fact of God's integrity and that which He has revealed in His principles, promises, and prophecies. We should think of faith more in terms of quality, not quantity. Faith is genuine trust, reliance upon our God, received and accepted through His message, the Scriptures, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22. Saving faith includes three basic elements. A person's whole being is involved in faith. First, faith has a mental aspect. The mind understands the message of Jesus Christ and so believes and accepts it. Consider 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 that says in part, "You received the word of God which you heard from us. You accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is the Word of God, which is at work in you who believe." Second, faith has an emotional aspect of the heart, the inner being, that embraces the truth of the gospel with, for example, godly sorrow over sin, and therefore admits being a sinner, turning from sin to the Savior. Consider 2 Corinthians chapter 7, and verse 10 that says in part, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret." Thirdly, faith has a volitional aspect, that is, a follow-through by an act of our will. This act of the will becomes submissive to God's will, not our will, patternistically over our lifetime. James chapter 2 and verse 24 says, "For you see that a person is justified by what he does, and not by faith alone." Salvation is through faith. However, active obedience demonstrates that faith is genuine. Therefore, true faith involves a commitment of mind, heart, and will, of our whole being. Faith must have an object. Josh McDowell, a defender, apologist of the Christian faith, writes these wise words, quote, "The foundation of the Christian faith is a person, Jesus Christ. In this, Christianity is different from most other major religions. Almost all others are based on a philosophical proposition, something to believe or adhere to. Christianity, by contrast, is based on the identity of its founder, Jesus Christ, and a historical event, the resurrection. The validity of everything Christ taught is based upon his being, who he claimed to be. You cannot separate the teachings of Christ from the person of Christ. Everything he taught is based upon his being the unique Son of God. Few people will say to you, 'Why are you a Christian?' But they will say, 'Why is your life different?' For example, 'Why do you have hope in a often hopeless world?' The answer is Jesus Christ. We have hope because Jesus is who he claimed to be, and I trust him." For example, one afternoon I arrived, as Josh McDowell wrote, at the San Diego airport, and no one was there to meet me. I took my luggage out to the curb and waited. Some people who had been on my plane stopped, and one of them said, "It looks like they left you hanging." "Nope," I said. Somebody else came by and said, "Looks like you're going to have to get a taxi." "Nope," I said. Finally, someone said, "How do you know somebody's going to pick you up?" And I said, "Because I know my wife. I know her character, her qualities. She is trustworthy. My faith is based on who she is. And my faith was not disappointed. She came to pick me up." It's the same when somebody asks, "Why do you have hope?" I say, "Because I know Jesus Christ. He is who he claimed to be. I know, I believe in Christ's character and qualities." End of quote. Very wise words. That's the essence of saving faith. Most do not possess that quality of faith. Many also claim to believe to have saving faith. However, it's without content, just an empty shell without inner substance. There's no genuine godly sorrow over their sin, and therefore no godly repentance. Therefore, there's no willful lifestyle change. There is no pattern of godly obedience. There is a lack of sincere commitment to Christ. The remedy is, as God inspired his prophet thousands of years ago to write in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Similarly, the writer of the Hebrew letter, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, which says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." The reward here in view is eternal life in Christ Jesus by his saving, atoning sacrifice upon the cross on our behalf. He is therefore our Savior, our Redeemer, having ransomed us, in which our condemnation has been lifted because the wrath of God for our sin was fully exhausted on His Son on the cruel cross at Calvary on our behalf, and our faith in Him and His work on the cross on our behalf. One last important component of saving faith is found in Romans chapter 1 and verse 17, which says, "For in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." Faith from first to last could also be translated from the original Greek as from faith to faith, meaning as an ongoing, persevering faith, stressing that saving faith is not a one-time act or event at conversion, but an ongoing, continuing faith. It's living in faith toward our God as Lord from first to last, from beginning to end, from faith to faith, ongoing. Someone has wisely written these words, quote, "God has no more precious gift to believers than a person who lives as an embodiment of His will and inspires those around him or her with the faith of what grace can do." End quote. May that be true of each and every one of us. Are you, dear listener, sincerely a person of faith, earnestly in Christ Jesus through persevering faith? Have you received Jesus the Christ, believing that He is the one and only unique Son of God, your sin Savior, and your Lord in obedience? Have you had godly sorrow at conversion, not just for the consequences of your sin, but because you have offended God by your sin, and had godly remorse, godly sorrow for your sin, therefore having repented of your sin, which means you've changed your mind, changed your life, turned from your sin to the Savior, and confess Jesus as your Savior and Lord, proving it by being baptized into Christ, immersed into Christ through the waters of baptism? And are you persevering in your faith, overcoming the temptations of Satan, having overcome this world and your flesh, as you persevere, as we persevere in Christ Jesus through saving faith from first to last?
Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that without, oh Lord.
Just as I am thy love unknown, has broken every barrier down, now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come.
Do you have the salvation offered only by Jesus? If you are not a Christian, we encourage you to make that important decision today. Of course, you must first believe truly in Jesus and all that He is. The book of Acts shows us that people in the early church also repented of sin, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized by immersion. We encourage you to make the same decision for Jesus Christ today. If we can help you in your spiritual matters, or if you'd like to have a free CD of this and next week's program, please contact us and ask for broadcast number 1901. That's 1901. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.